Easy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Yeah, I'm with Rick. New computers.
I don't know what's going on. All right, so here we go. If the big game is coming up, sometimes it's in January, sometimes it's in February. I think the Super Bowl this year is the beginning of February, right? Am I right?
You're asking the wrong sports ball fan.
Oh yeah, you're not into the football. My bad. So if you want to watch the Super Bowl in style, a lot of people have Super Bowl parties and things like that.
Yes, those can be good times. Like the one time of the year I try to watch football is right on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But it depends on who's playing, if I'm into it or not.
And Maroon 5 is apparently doing the midday show. The midday show. Jesus.
The midday show.
You can tell I work in radio. The halftime show. Shaquille O'Neal is throwing a massive Super Bowl party in Atlanta on February the 1st, which is the Friday before the game. Okay, I was right. It's February 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to include a Ferris wheel, juggling flamethrowers, performances by Migos, Little John, T-Pain, Diplo, DJ Tiesto, and Cirque du Soleil. Now, I can tell you exactly why he's doing this. Super Bowl is in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
It's in Atlanta this year, right? Yeah.
They got that big fancy new Mercedes-Benz stadium.
Well, they were saying because, remember when they were saying since the Super Bowl's in Atlanta, they should have all the Atlanta rappers do the halftime show?
Oh, yeah.
And then they picked Maroon 5 and they said,
what the heck? Where's Outkast?
And then they were like, Cardi B might be on with him, but then she said no. So I think this is why he's doing this.
Uh-huh.
Because he is going to have Migos and Lil Jon and T-Pain and all them there. Now, if that's not enough for you, he himself is going to pick up the mic and maybe do a little ditty, because you know he's known to sing a little.
Oh, that's right. What was that thing, Shaq Fu?
I can't remember what it was
Shaquille
called.
Shaquille O'Neal and Fu Schnickens.
But it's going to be Fu Schnickens. They said it's going to be part festival, part carnival, part circus. It's going to be the biggest Super Bowl party that you've ever seen. Tickets went on sale yesterday, starting at $250. Anybody can attend this.
Wait, what?
Anybody can go to Shaquille O'Neal's Super Bowl party.
What are we doing?
The cheapies are already sold out. The tickets that are left are going to cost you anywhere from $300 to $1,200.
We have enough in our budget to...
I don't know. Maybe we can split one. You go in, come out, give them a tag team. I'll go in.
Joe, let me get your bracelet.
Right, exactly. But I mean, Cirque du Soleil compared, you know, like with Amigos and Little John, T-Pain show, Shaquille O'Neal, flamethrowers. I don't know. I might pay $250 for that.
Apparently Shaq's like a super DJ.
Yeah, everybody loves him. I don't know if I warned you for this one. We may not have this. Jerry Seinfeld.
Do you have it? We got the Seinfeld.
Okay, cool. So Jerry Seinfeld, they were interviewing him the other day, and he's still pretty relevant. He's a funny guy. A lot of people love him. Obviously, they know him from the Seinfeld show.
He's one of the richest comedians ever.
God, your impressions are on point. they asked him about what he thought about Kevin Hart, and I think the interviewer was like, you know, these days, everyone has to be responsible for everything they've ever said in their whole life. And they go back to tweets you sent out 10 years ago and things like that. And Kevin Hart's apologized and then he stepped down from the Oscars. What's your take on this whole thing? And here's what he had to say.
Kevin is in a position, because he's a brilliant comedian, to kind of decide what he wants to do. He doesn't have to step down, but he can. And when you look at that situation, well, who got screwed in that deal? I think Kevin's going to be fine. But find another Kevin Hart? That's not so easy.
Yeah, you know, because we were talking yesterday how the Oscars now don't have a host. They're thinking of going without a host. Last year, I think, what's his name? Kimmel, was he the one that hosted? He was like the 24th person they asked. Nobody wants to do it anymore.
No, because it's a goat rodeo, man. You got to go up there and pretend to be funny. Here's all the jokes that are
Well, then they go, here's what you can say, here's what you can't say. Don't offend this person, don't talk about this. And then the Oscars, in my opinion, are the least entertaining. I know they're the highest honor, and I get that, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
However, you know, it's kind of like how when they have the Emmys, they have the Emmys, and then they have what I call the Schmemmys that they do off the air, which are all like the technical stuff that nobody wants to see.
The Schmemmys. Those people work just as hard to make the fun stuff that you enjoy.
Absolutely.
If
and the movie.
Not harder. They don't get trailers. A lot of times you're in the back of a truck, you got to sleep there.
I agree. And they probably do work harder. You know, and they don't get paid probably nearly as much as the actors do.
But Jill's not watching the
Schmemmys.
Totally
get it. I still don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch the Schmemmys. I'd rather watch the real deal, you know? I want to see best actor, best actress, best movie, best director. Boom, I'm done. Make that show 20 minutes and you're out.
Yeah, I would like it to be shorter because it's a whole to-do.
And then they save all the best ones for last, so I'm in and out of my sleep trying to watch it. I'm like, who got best movie of the year? And then it's a movie I've never seen. Do you remember that year when, like, My Left Foot and all those things were out and nobody had ever seen any of those movies?
That's how you can tell those awards are bought and paid for.
And I'm the first person to say I love award shows. I do the whole shebang. I make food. I invite my parents and my friends over to my house. We have wine. We watch the red carpet. So I appreciate award shows.
I liked it when I knew who the people were. Now I'm just like, who?
That's how I feel with music awards. Who? I'm like, I don't know who this Mr. Person is. I don't know who they are anymore.
And that, and like now the jokes aren't as funny and everything's so washed and watered down. It's like,
every so often they'll get a zinger in there that I'm like, that's good. That's a good one.
It's like drinking lemonade that's half water. You're just like,
I can taste the lemon.
It used to be lemonade. There's a little bit in there, but it's not quite as good as the stuff I'm used to.
That's awesome. So if you're planning on going to the movies this weekend, maybe you have children. Deadpool did something interesting. When Deadpool 2 came out, obviously the Deadpool movies are not meant for kids. I watched the first one, and Elliot wanted to watch it, and I was like, no, you're not watching that one.
Yeah, everyone's like, it's rated R. I can't take my child. They're like, so?
Yeah, but no, it's there's a reason for it. So Deadpool, to kind of appeal to the masses, re-released Deadpool 2. They called it Once Upon a Deadpool, and it's like the edited PG-13 version of Deadpool 2.
They took out half lemonade version of Deadpool 2.
They took out all the profanity, all the violence, all the sexual stuff. But so you still get to kind of see Deadpool 2, but just not as not as bad.
I kind of want to watch it just to see how vanilla they made it.
They're going to. It's gonna have you know when they like pretend like they're gonna curse and then they don't
in the dadgum car.
Yeah, and they say fudge and all that sort of thing.
Well, it'll be fun. I think that's cool. I mean, I'd feel bad for like one of those little kids out there that's like, come on, let me see it. My mom's like, no. You're not going to watch a rated R superhero movie. I don't care how superhero-ish it is.
You're going to go see Diet Deadpool.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have a trailer for that, do we?
No, not for the Diet Deadpool.
Oh, that sucks. Not for Diet Deadpool. also out in theaters today is the new Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, yeah. Isn't this the one where he plays like a...
Bradley Cooper and Michael Pena are in this, too. I like them, too. I've never been a Clint Eastwood fan. Don't hate me.
That's because he always looks angry, even when he's not.
I know. That's called The Mule. I don't know what it's about.
It always looks like the sun's right in his eyes.
Drug mule, Mexican cartel.
Yeah, that's what the... That's what they're saying here. I got the trailer for this one.
Clint Eastwood is running drugs for the cartel in The Mule. Watch as this 88-year-old man leads a riveting 8-mile-per-hour car chase with his left turn signal on. The Mule, now showing.
That's kind of funny. And the one that I think you want to go see, Mortal Engines, right?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Post-apocalyptic world where the cities are all on wheels or like...
They're either up in the sky or...
Something, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's going to be PG-13. And then the one that all the kids want to see, I'm not really into like anime or animated stuff like that, but I saw this trailer a couple times. It looks pretty cool. It's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, this is like new Spider-Man, isn't it?
New, extra noob, super new, not what you're used to, Spider-Man.
Where's Peter Parker? He's not even in it.
This is the one where the cop, his dad's the cop. Have you seen the trailer?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes up to the school and he's like, I love you, son. And he's like, okay, dad. He's like, Shay, I love you too. Have you seen the trailer? It's really cute. And the dad's a cop and he does it in front of his whole school. And he's like, dad, go away. He's like, I'm not leaving until you say I love you too. It's really funny. So that looks interesting.
Sure, a lot of kids can relate to that one.
I know. Embarrassing your kids.
Now open Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. A whole bunch of different Spider-Men in one place fighting each other. It's just like being in Times Square. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now open.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.